Last week we read in the parasha, Atim nitzovim ayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. Nitzovim is to be oimed on a place firmly. Each person had their mokum to stand. Moshe Rabbeinu made a matzav. All the different levels of Klal Yisrael, or Sheichem, Shivtechem, Siknechem, Shetreichem, Bechulet. And we find Yosef in a dream, it was Koma Alumosi Begam Nitzova. His Aluma stood up, rose up, then was Nitzova, stuck in his place. I made, as opposed to Nitzov, I made is to stand, you know, stand as opposed to sitting down. Of a nitzov is to be firm, to stand firmly in the place. Rashi brings in the Hemshech, Shtigl Dov Atzmua. So Rashi, Medrash Agoda, Loma nismecho parshas atim nitzovim liklolus. Ashut Kisovoi, we have the Toichacha, or the Klolus, Lefisha Shomu Yisrael, Mea Klolus Chosestein. 98 Klolus. Chutz Mimem Tez Shebetoris Kainim, not to mention in Baaloischo, Bechukoisai, we have Nocha Toichacha. When they heard all these Klolus, Hariku Pneim, they got shocked. Who could be oimed in this matzav? Klolus and klolus and klolus and klolus and klolus. Hischu Moshe lefaiso. Moshe was mefais them. And he said, Atem nitzovim hayoim. How be hichastem lemokim leosa eschem kloya. But you were did a lot of Averis, B'meshach, the 40 years in the Midbar. The Benishim didn't finish you off. Vare atem kayomim lefonov. Tem nitzovim hayoim. Kayoim azeshu kayom. V'umafilu meye kachei elochem. V'chein osid lo elochem. The Benishim is like a yoim, is meye elonu. Nu eba zei. So what's the point? What are you saying? It says all these klolos and all the from Bechukai Sai. Well, it's scary. What type of thing? How can we be oimed in such a matzav? Don't worry, it'll never happen. Most of it never happened. What are you saying it for? So it's a pliatzuma. So Trashi and Hemshich va klolos va yisurin mekayim eschem. But the klolus and the yisurin are what's mekayim you. Umatzivim eschem lefonav, and make you stand firm. Nitzovim lefonav. So what's the biur hadvarim? The pshat in all the onshim is to be matziv as lefonav. How does it work? The Hemshech of the parasha. The Pasuk says, could have a mensch, and yesh bachem ish, o isha, o mishpocha, o shevet, asher levavoi poine ayomim, Hashem elokeinu. Olech eslavoi disolei agoyim hohem. Maybe you've got a bad shoyresh. It's megadel esev mar. A weed in the klali soil. Vahoya, meshoma is divrei ha'ola azois, vizborech bilavavoy, leimar, sholem yeli. And he'll hear these klalos, and he'll say to himself, I don't have to worry. I'll be okay. Ki b'shrirus libi eilech. What's b'shrirus libi eilech? So Rashi, b'maris libi. Bansom, I'll do what I think is right, how I think I should lead my life. I'll do what I think is right. B'maris libi, whatever my heart tells me. Man svois arovis atzmeya. Got different pirushim. To be moisif, taiva on taiva. Taivas, meshunadika taivas. Such a mensch will say, I'm not scared of the olos. I'm not scared of the klolos. Sholom yieli. Right? Isn't that what Moshe Rabbeinu just told them? Atem nitzavim hayom. What happens to a mensch who says that? Lo yoy v'ashem sloyach lo ki yos yeshan af Hashem v'ki nosa v'ishahu. Rav said, "Boy, call the Allah Ksuva Basefer Hazeh. Moch Hashem Mishmoy Bitachas Hashemoy. Rabbi Shalom, Umamish, Kolach Kas, Kolah Midas Adin. Finish him off completely. Total chorus. Yivdilo Hashem Lera Mikol Shivtei Yisrael Kuchol Olei Sabris Ksuva Basefer Atayir Hazeh." Ha'ez Ba'adorim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Tem nitzavim hayoyim." Yeah, you did a lot of ichastem. Don't get so scared. And if a person says shalom yeyeli, all the clothes. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Dalet. This is as follows. Ushi tzivanu lahamin yiroso yisale ulihipochet mimen. Mitzvah Dalet is the mitzvah of Yiro. There is an interesting nekuda here. It doesn't say the mitzvah is liro miponov. So the mitzvah is lahamin yiroso yisale ulihipochet mimen. Veloy niye kekoifrim aholchim bishrirus libam ubekeri. And it's also to be like the koifrim who go bishrirus libam, like this fellow, bishrirus libi eilech, vimaras libi, live my life however I want. I decide what to do. Ubekeri. What's keri? Keri is quote from the Teuchah Chaim B'chukosai. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tanis that Keri is Loshon Mikre. Other Mephoshim also explain it like that. There's other Pirushim. What's Loshon Mikre? That a person says, there's the Rambam, if they're a Tzoros, and a person says the Tzoros is a Mikre, just happened. That's the worst thing. He says, it's not min hashamayim. That's life. That's the teva. People get sick. People have this, people have that. That's the way the world works. And not min hashamayim. Bekeri. Bekeri. Then they get worse onshim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you still go Bekeri, I'll go Bekeri with you. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going Bekeri? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be misnaig with us completely derech HaTeva. Leave us completely to Mahalach HaTeva. And then he'll go Bechamas Keri. Dahainu, a bigger and bigger and bigger hester upon him. Avol what? What's the mitzvah? Nira beyiras onshoy bechol eis. But we have to be in a matzav of yiras ha'oinish bechol eis. In the new Madura it says nira bebias onshoy bechol eis. Nira bebias onshoy bechol eis. We should always be worried that the oinish coming min hashamayim. That's what it means. It's Hashem Elokechotira. We don't like Yiras Ha'onesh. And we have a smach. that Yiras HaOynish is a low form of Yira. So Loshen Yiras HaOynish is the Yira of Amei Haratzim, Ktanim. A mensch shouldn't be Oved Mi Yiras HaOynish. If he's being Oved Hashem for Yiras HaOynish, then Be'etzim he doesn't have Yira from Hashem. He's worried about himself. He's not Machshiv Hashem. He just doesn't want to fry. So it's all about himself, not about Hashem. Hashem ken Yiras HaRoimim is to be in awe of the godless of Hashem. That's real Yira. We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. The difference between Yira Mei and Yira Es, the Malbim's Diuk, when it says, V'yareisa Mei Elokecha, says that's Yira Sa'inesh. Yira Es Hashem Elokecha, Yira Saroimimus, Shita Samalbim. Over here you see the Rambam brings Es Hashem Elokecha Tira of Yira Sa'inesh. But that's not really why we don't like Yiras HaOynish. We don't like Yiras HaOynish because it gives us nightmares. It gives us goose pimples. It's not nice. Yiddishkeit is supposed to be geschmack. I need simcha. We're not a dar who can take that. We need to have positive. We can't take negative. All these type of things. It's not because we're worried that it's Yiras Amei Haaretz, Varaya, and we hold it by Yiras HaRoimimus. We see over here, and the Rambam says the basic mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is Yiras HaOynish. Nire beYiras Onshoy Becholeis. Bebias Onshoy Becholeis. In Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Ava and Yira, and it's interesting. Over here, he tells us Yira, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Heichi aderech la'avosoi v'yirosoi. How do you get to Ava and Yira? B'shosh yisboinin odom b'maisov u'bruv hanifloim hagdoilim. When a person is misboinin on the gvaltigam min bruim, the bria, how great they are, how complicated they are. V'yira mehem chochmosoi. Niz megale the chochmas Hashem in the bria. Tis ad ein sof, mor rabu masech Hashem, kulam bechochma asiso. She'ein lo erech, v'lo keitz. It's infinite chochma. Anything that the scientists are ever megale, the teva, assuming what they megale is true, which is not muchrach bichlal, or a dorach ador shlogs up what they held the door before. But the things that they are megale that are true, that's ketipo min hayam hagadol. It's not even ketipo min hayam hagadol, because the yam is so gadol, the chochmas Hashem is ein lo erech v'lo keitz. Pasuk says, su enechem morim, ru mi bara eile. Look at the stars. Here we have a problem. You live in a city, you can't see many stars. You look up the sky at night, you see hardly any stars. And you go out into the country where it's all black, then you can see a few stars. See quite a lot of stars. The Maisa, there are trillions and trillions of stars. There's Sugi and Brochus, which tells us exactly how many stars there are. It's beyond any human seichel to figure out why there are so many stars, or what the tachlis of all these stars are. Trillions and trillions of stars. Now, with extreme telescopes that they have in outer space, they've discovered that Chazal were right. When the Gemara was written, that Gemara in Brachos, it says how many stars, it gives a moshul to the Roman army. Each legion has kach v'kach, and there's so many legions, and there's all these, the shoinus there. It comes out as trillions and trillions. When Chazal wrote that Gemara, the Goyim thought there were berech 4,000 stars. That's what they could see with their primitive telescopes, 4,000 stars. Now today they know that there are far more galaxies beyond, way beyond our galaxy, v'chule. They're Hashara, nobody's counted, you can't count them. They haven't seen them all either. The Hashara is very close to that Gemara. Ma'oid, if we know the Be'etzim, that's the Pashtas, that only on Oretz, is the whole Iker is Oretz, this planet, whole Iker is Adam. So on this little planet, the whole Bria is just for us, and it's so complicated. Ma'rabu ma'secha Hashem, kula b'chochma sisa. Kulam v'shem nikra, every one of them we say in Psuki de Zimra has a name. A name is a purpose. Su'enechem marim uru mi baris eile. If you see, you just look up and you see how complicated the stars are. We begin to have some type of havana in the godless of Hashem. The godless of the chokhmah of Hashem. Or maybe more accurately to say some type of havana, that we have no havana in the Chochmas Hashem. And Kehilu will ask Hashem Yisbar, why did you make such a complicated bria? And Manishim will say, well, it was complicated. This one, he said, you don't understand. It's poshut, no? Goes to trillions and trillions of reasons. This one, this poshut. I mean, what's so schwer to understand? We won't even ask him to say it again. There's no half a minute to understand what he just said. Dr. Rambam, you can do that with everything. You look at the Brias, look at a mensch, the complicated goof that we have, the Megale more and more and more. How complicated the goof is, how much chokhmah there is in the goof. All the genes and the DNAs and all the mices there are in goof. There's Mabel al Orion. Well, look at an ant. The chokhmah that there is in that tiny little ant. V'chule. P'shar shizboin in Adam b'maisu b'ruv hanifloim hagdoilim. You want to get to know him more, and he's Meshabeach and Mefayer, the Rabbeinu Shalom. Meshabeach and David, Soma Nafshi Lelukim Lekelchoi. Ukeshe Mechashri Bidvorim O'Elo Atzmam, and this same Cheshbon. Miyadu nirta lachoyrof v'yifached v'yodea shehu beriak tano shveilo afeilo. And then he looks and he says, tells this his bonus, the galus of Hashem, to me. It's what the mensch is. He realizes how small we are and how insignificant we are lichoyra klape the borei olam. How what das, what seichel we have klapi the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amedis bedas kala mi'uta lifnei tomim deos, and we're standing in front of Hashem. We say every day, v'nachnu koirim u'mishtachim u'moidim lifnei melech malchi hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, when we said that, we fell on the floor. The Emes, we're not allowed to do it. We should have done Pishat Yadayim Raglaim. Total bittle. Lifnei Melech, Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Noite Shamayim, Yosei Noretz, Mechul, Shechino Zuzay, Begav Eim Aroim, Midach Gizuhu Elokeinu, He's Malkeinu. So the mensch knows or realizes, Yifachet, Medeshu Beriak Tana, Shvela, Afela, Medes Medas Kala, Miuta, Lifnei Tomim Deus. Kosha Oma David, Ki Ero Shomecha, Maiset, Svosecha, Mo Enesh Kisiz Kerenu. Here, he's Mavayer, Yira of Yira Saroimimus. The Pirush, when you say the Atari, there's a Pirush Akadmoy. Very choshev a pirush. Pirush HaKadmon says, one second. Matzonu b'toyro shnei ksuvim. Ho'echod moire shehayiro mevi'o lidei asiyas kol ha-mitzvus. Shneema v'ato yisroel mo ha-shem elekecho shoyel mi'imcha. Ki im le'yiro. And then he carries on la'avo, le'chaim kol ha-mitzvus, leches v'chol drochov. In Yiro is the Pesach. V'ho'alcheh, there's a second pasuk, Moire, sh'olein istavinu b'chol ha-mitzvus, elo k'dei sh'nagia bohem le'yiro. Punk fakir, there's another pasuk, v'ho'eschanon says, v'yitzaveinu Hashem, la'asus is kol ha-chukim o'elo, le'yiro is Hashem elekech. The ultimate to come to Yiro. Is Yira the beginning or is Yira the Tachlis? We spoke about it a few weeks ago, but let's see a bit more in the sugya. Vayechrea beineim, Zokta Pirush, the solution to this theory is Shehayira Yeshla Shneik Sovers. There are two sides to the Yira, two poles to the Yira. Hakseho Rishoin. Vuhu haschalosa, the haschala of Yira, that's the first kotze, vihi kodemis the kol ha-mitzvus, shehayorei min ha-melech lo yave al dvorov, the first haschala is Yira, which is Yira sa-oynish. That's the haschala. And that's kodemis the kol ha-mitzvus. Val ze oma kol shehira scheto kodemis le chochmose, chochmose miskayemis. If a person doesn't have yira sa oynish, dahainu, if a person's learning Torah, but he's not lamaisa, he's learning Torah, it's interesting intellectual pursuit, interesting svaras, interesting ideas. It's not lamaisa. So then the chochmose ain't miskayemis. And we spoke before. If a person, the Akdama says the Pirush HaKadmon is that a person wants to be Mekayim, make sure that he's Mekayim, the Rotzon HaBoyrei, and that he's Medayik in the Rotzon HaBoyrei, and he's being Mekayim exactly what the Boyrei wants. Shayori min HaMelech lo yave al dvorov. Achelik HaSheini who soif ha-yira, v'yira ha-amitis, lo yagia odom lo, elo acha asiyas kol ha-mitzus, ha-sogas ha-boyri b'yidiyas drocha. Yira sa-roimimus is only shayach when a person mekayim all the mitzvahs, mekayim the mitzvahs, he called that mitzvahs Hashem, and that he has chochmeh, that he learns about the boyri, and he's makir the boyri, then he can come to yira sa-roimimus. What he's telling us is that there's a process here. There's the Aschol of Yira and the Sof of Yira. The Aschol of Yira is Yira Sa'oinish. And the Sof of Yira is Yira Sa'roimimus. And the Yiras Oynish will bring a person to Chochmeh, a Chochmeh which is to be Mekayim Mitzvahs HaBoyrei, because he wants to be Mekayim his Ratzon. Umimela, from that he'll get to the Gadlus HaBoyrei and to come to a Matzav of awe Lifnei Hashem. Dahainu, it's a mistake to think that these two yiras are completely separate. There's yiras ha'oinish, there's one yira. Together there are two mitzvahs. Yiras ha'oinish is a different yira. They're two separate things. They're not. There's a mahalach here. And he's saying that be'etzim it has to start with yiras ha'oinish. The mistake, I think, is because we have such a negative look at Yiras HaOinish. Like I says, it gives us goose pimples, nightmares, v'chule. When we hear Yiras HaOinish, what do we take out? Well, the Rabbeinu Shalom is nasty, is a makpid. You don't do this right. Who wants to be oimed in such a matzav? It's a scary matzav. Nobody wants to be scared. But that isn't the pshat in Yiras HaOinish. The Mishnah in Ovis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, famous Mishnah, Antignus ish soichoi kibel mishimen atzadik. Hu hoya oime, atiyu ka avodim amshamshim isarav amanos the kabel pras. Ela hevu ka avodim amshamshim isarav shaloy amanos the kabel pras. You should be oivid shaloy amanos the kabel pras. Vihi moire shamay malechim. Zoch Rabbeinu Yoina. La'avodis Hashem miyira u'me'ava. And Tignish is telling us we have to be oved from ava and yira. First of all, the Rabbeinu Yoina brings that there's a gilsa. Our gilsa is Ela hevu kavodim amsham shesarav shelo yamnos the kabel pras. Oh, but there's a different gusa. Ela hevu kavodim amsham shesarav almenos shelo yle kabel pras. What are we supposed to be oved? Shelo yamnos the kabel pras. But we'll get a pras anyway. Or we're supposed to be oved al menos shelo lekabel pras. So he says, Rabbeinu Yoina says, nearly, the girsa svarim yikat, that's the girsa which he brings, she'avoyne kazu matzinu b'bnei adam. There is such a matzav. And a person's meshamesh harav al menos shelo lekabel pras. You're not going to get a pras. Ki ho eved miknas kaspoi, chayevu lavoid avoido, b'shelo yitein loy pras. An eved doesn't, he's not oved, so he'll get a pras. The eved's mechuyev to be oved. He belongs to the adon. We have a problem. We've never seen an eved, so we don't have a real musik. We've only seen people who are oved only amanos lekabel pras. If you don't get a pras, they don't do the job. But we've never seen somebody who's mechuyev, does the job because he has to do the job and finished. Cain, gam yesh la'odam la'avedis Hashem amanos sheloi lekabel pras. Elami play, so why are you being oved him? Chesed shegom loy kvar. Because the chesed that he gave, that he created us, he looks after me. That's enough to be mechayev me to be oved. And not so that he should continue to give. No. As Agoras HaTov. Umi blei mailas harav shuroi lekach. V'zeo avodis Hashem yisbarach bi'av. It's a maisa, which is, without this Rabbeinu Yonah, lechayev is a very strange maisa. With this Rabbeinu Yoni, you can understand the Maisa. And the Maisa Shehoya, many years ago, The Talmidei Agro couldn't find an esrog for the Gaon. They went looking everywhere. You know, we live in a dar where there's such an abundance of dalet minim. We don't understand. It wasn't always like this. The Gemara says there were places where they didn't have a lulav bechlal, and they had to be moirish. They were moirish dry lulavim. Machlokas where there were yotze anything with that, just a zecher. Where don't you have lulavim? Any place that doesn't have lulavim, you fly in. You know, a whole thing of lulavim. You can fly it in with a fridge on the plane. Keeps them fresh and the chule, Today was the. You go to the shuk, you see all over the place. In a few days, by next week, you'll see Yerushalayim's covered with dalet minim. You didn't walk here the whole time. The loving mesroigim. I have to tell you, agav and ma'isa. Yes, why not? The Reb Chatzkul saw an avrech in the street with a lulav and esrog, I don't know, in Aser Sibay Tshuva. He went up to him and he said, "Mit Tshuva seid ihr geendigt? You finished the mitzvah of Tshuva, now you're ready for Dalet Minim." This year not so posh, because you've got Shabbos in the middle. I'm not sure when they're going to bring the Dalet Minim to the yeshiva. Ganze Chalukas on Sunday. Yerushalayim. Yeah, mit Tshuva seid ihr geendigt. I would have answered him one of two things. If I wouldn't have had the chutzpah, I would have said, "What's Tshuva?" Or I would have said, "No, I haven't even started." So Tshuva seid ihr geendigt. You finished your Tshuva. I haven't even started. What's Tshuva? Al kol ponim, they couldn't find an esrog. They went searching all over, and they eventually found one gvir who had an esrog roi for the gon. So they asked the gvir, "Can they buy it off him?" The Vilna gon, he wasn't called the gon then in his lifetime; it was called the chassid from Vilna. It's interesting why they changed it. They may have been Yovin the mistoma. V'hal kolponim, they said, "Can we take the esrog for the Vilna Gaon?" So he said, "Bitnai echot." And all the schar for the mitzvah that the Gaon takes this esrog will come to me. They didn't have a braver. There's no other esrog. They brought the esrog to the Gaon, and in trepidation, they told the Gaon of the tnai. The Gaon heard the tnai. He was samach simcha atzuma. He says, "Now for once I can be mekayim a mitzvah, almanos shelo lekabel pras." To the Fi Rabbeinu Yonah, we understand it. You now got a mitzvah where you're not going to get the schar, so why are you doing the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. The Eivish is mitzvah. The Eivish is esrei. It's what Eivish did for me. Eivish wants me to take this esrei. That's it. I won't get any schar. I don't have to get into the whole shaila, which they all ask on this Mishnah, but you've got to be mamin in schar. Shalom l'sakabu pras v'chud. You don't get that. No, that's the ultimate. Amanos shalom l'sakabu pras. Mitzvah mi'ahava. Zogt Rabbeinu Yonah. Al kein somach zel in yena yira. She's talking about Ava, now he tells you yira. Voma vi hei mori shomai malechim. Lavi dis Hashem mi yira u me Ava. Ke evit she oived rabbi mipnei gdulosoi u male al daitoi she yochel le onshoi. Venimsa mishamshu mi yira. Not because he's scared he's going to get punished and that's going to hurt him. No, it goes together. The ultimate Madrega, Ava and Yira, going together. The godless of Hashem. The godless of Hashem is that the Rebbe Shem can be manish. Does he want to be manish? It depends. Depends on the mensch. Loi mipnei yirosim mina oinish, ela mipnei gdulas harav sheyesh biyadoi la'anish. So we have a mistake. When we come to Yiras Ha'oinish, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there going to knock us. The Rebbeinu Shalom can. Lamaisa, it goes a bit deeper than this. Let's go back to our Rambam. The mitzvah is Lahamin Yiroso Yisale Ulihi Pochet Mimenu. Mashgiach Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroch used to say, in Hilchas Yira, Einoch Hanavi Yira Sa'oinish is a low form of Yira. In Hilchas Emuna, it's the highest Emuna you can have. Because if a person's Emuna in Oinish is real, and it stops him doing an Aveira, then that's a simon his Emuna is real. It's not just a theory. I believe in God out there. No. The Emunah is, the Rabbani Shalom's here. And the Rabban carries on, V'loinia k'koifim aholchim b'shrirus libom u'bekeri. When things happen in this world, why do they happen? They happen because the Borei Olam wants it to happen? Because the Borei Olam was Goyzer, or because it's Mikre, Keri, Mikre Koralon. That's the world. Things go wrong. People get sick. What? Why do things happen in the world? If a person has true emuna, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is running the world, mamish bekol protov of the world, then he lives together with HaKadosh Baruch. This mitzvah of Yira brings a mensch close to HaKadosh Baruch. The tachlis of Yira's Oynish is not to be mekabel the Oynish, but to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be manish. The Gemara says when the Rebbeinu Shalom brings the Oynish to the Goyim, it's that Klal Yisrael should be Misyare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, Yoyim HaChayim. The Hakara, that what happens in the world is from Hashem Yisbarach, is what brings us to be close to Hashem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. The tachlis of these klolos is atem nitzavim lifnei Hashem hayoyim. To be matziv Klal Yisrael lefonov. Vayisurim mekayimim eschem umatzivim eschem lefonov. It's not the tachlis the Rabbeinu Shalom is ra, is nasty, he wants to destroy everything. If that would be what he wanted, so there would be only Midas Adin in the world. Midas Adin, person does an Aveira, Mesilas Yeshoim tells us, Be'etzem, person does an Aveira, Achas Dosel Omis, even Aveira Kalo, the man should created to be Ovid Hashem, he steps out of line, Ikem Midas Adin, again it. Umiyad, and there's no tikva. But the Rabbeinu Shalom was Meshatef Midas Arachamim. Midas Arachamim says, wait, let's not give him miyad. Midas Arachamim comes as Mekadesh Achidush Otsum. Let him do tshuva. Tshuva. Tshuva is metakin. Let him be metakin what he did. We said in the Slichas this morning, Tshuva was one of the things which came before Bria's Olam. But why does it come before Bria's Olam? Because the Bari Olam knows who Yada Yitzreinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows what he's creating. He knows he's giving us a goof. He knows he's giving us a Yetzer Hara. And he knows we're going to be choite. But what's the point? Point is that the mensch should be mashlim himself. He should have nisyonas. He should have shvera matzavim. But he's going to have nefilas. Bzeda, he'll have nefilas. Let's give him tshuva. If it would just be midas adin, there wouldn't be anything of tshuva in the world. Ah, you'll tell me, so why create the problem? Just create the world b'chesed. And just give the mensch olam haba. Don't be makpid on anything. Or don't give him a yetzahara. Don't give him a guf. Create him as a neshama. He's ovid Hashem like a malach. And he goes to Nisanegal Hashem. We've spoken about this before. Then what would the mensch be? The mensch would be a garnished. Just a satellite of Hashem. The Eibishter that creates the Adam, we can be Dovid Hashem, that we can do something ourselves. We are Bechira. We are to make ourselves more Dovid to Hashem. That's the Gvaltige Chesed that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us. Rav Chesed, not just Chesed. He gives us the opportunity to make ourselves. Make ourselves. We have a guf, we have a heilige neshama, we have nisyonis, milchamas, aliyas, yuridas. But the whole world is v'asisem es atzmechem. Yesterday, we read in the maftir, v'asisem oila. Says the medrash on Rosh Hashanah, if you do tshuva, Male ani aleichem kilu asisem es atzmechem. A self-made man. That's what we're supposed to be. So the Eibishter gives the nisyonos. He knows we're going to fall. But he gives us the opportunity to rise from that. Tshuva, says the Ramchal, is not chesed, it's not vitur. Tshuva is a mahalach. It includes din in it. It's not free. You have to do tshuva. Oh, but you can do tshuva. When you do tshuva, that comes from us. V'loi nia kekofri ma'olchim b'shrirus libum b'bekeri. The ikar of this is to realize the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. That's the Iker Aleph of Yiras HaOinesh. Not to be in trepidation. That isn't the Yisod. Yisod is to realize that Rabbeinu Shem runs the world. The mitzvahs matter. Averas matter. Averas are mitzvahs. It's interesting. He says, V'lonia kekofrim aholchim b'shirus libam. It doesn't say the other way round. So you shouldn't be like a koifer who's hoilech b'shriru slave. There's a maimer, which is a very, very true maimer. Mentioned it before. One of the Iker Talmidim of Darwin wrote an essay called The Confessions of a Heretic. Supposed to be one of the biggest brains in the early 20th century. We'll see what type of brain this man had. But here in that essay, he writes a dover, Amiti Ad Ma'oid. He writes there that it's poshut, the evolution is impossible. Then he says, so why do I choose to believe in the impossible? Because it gives me my moral freedom. Zeizokta, Nefurish, Confessions of a Heretic. Why does he believe? He chooses to believe in something which is makir, is a total sheker. Why? Because my taivas, I need taiva. So we call that a big brain. That mensch is worse than a behemoth. A behemoth has taiva, but he hasn't got anything else. That's what he's created for, to fress. Here he's got a brain. And his brain is telling him this is a sheker. And he decides, my guf, my taivas are going to be machriach. I'm going to live b'sheker my whole life so I can have my taivas. V'lo nieke kofrim, maybe you found it in the Rambam. V'lo nieke kofrim aholchim b'shirus libam. The kofrim aholich b'shirus libam. The koifer doesn't start. He's got a problem with emunah. He's got kashas. And his aim, he mele. He comes to his kvira. No. I want my moral freedom. I want my taiva. It's holech b'shirus libam, mashali b'roya. That's the aleph. And that brings him to kvira. And then, you want your taiva. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, you do these things, then it's oynesh. You can't have your taiva. So then you come with keri. No, there's mikre. There's evolution. Evolution says even more than the way the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world is mikre. Even the whole creation of the world was mikre. One big mikre. Gives him, I can be, my moral freedom. Kumtz again, the mitzvah of Yiron says, realize the Rabbeinu Shem's running the world. Lahamin Yirosoi. Nire bebias onsho becholeis. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. The tachlis of these klolos is to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give the oynesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machpid, he wants us to do his mitzvahs and not do his averus. And chas v'sholem, if a person is nichshal, to do tshuva. How be chastim lefonav? He wasn't finished, didn't finish you off. You do tshuva. Oh, but if you've got a mensch who says, Shalom Yeli, Ki b'shirus libi heili. The mensch says, I'm not mekabel, the onshim. I can live however I want. So then in the chalami, the onshim will come. Oh, but a normal person doesn't say that. Punkfakert. He wants to come to a shtickel awareness of Hashem Yisborach. He wants to feel the kirva Hashem Yisborach. That's matziv the mensch lefonov. If the Rabbeinu Shalom would say, listen, here's Tariag Mitzvahs, and he wouldn't give any hakpotis. You do averus? No. You do mitzvahs? No. It wouldn't make any nafka minah. Would we have a shaykh sa kodesh baruch hu? Even if we would be oyved Hashem mi'av. The how much shaykhs we have lifnei Hashem yisborach. When we're in the mood for ava, when we wake up with the feelings of ava sashem, when we wake up with the feeling of hakara satoiv, maybe we'll daven. What happens when we have a goof and the goof doesn't wake up? And then the person knows Sofsman Tfila, Sofsman Krishma, Tfila Betzibu, Vechula, Mechoyev. He pushes himself out of the bed. It's Me'ava or Me'ira. Tosis in Soitoch of Beis brings Yerushalmi. Asei me'avo v'asei me'yiro. We have to be oved Hashem from both of them together. That's be'etzem antignus ish soichoi. To be oved al menos lo lekabel pras v'tei moira shomayim aleichem. Asei me'avo v'asei me'yiro. Oh, listen to what the Yerushalmi says, a meridika insight into a mensch. Asei me'avo shimbos o lisnoi you should be oved mi avo, because if you come to sina, your avo will prevent the sina. Asei mi yira, shimbos olivoit, if you're coming to kick, da shata yore, ve'ein yore mavit. Meridika daher. If a person would only have Yira, would only be able to be Yira. Mechuyev, mechuyev, mechuyev. These are the rules. This is what you have to do. That's it. Otherwise, mechule, mechule. He'd come to Sina. Couldn't take that from Hashem. Asei me'avo, she'eina oiv soine. Think of the godless of Hashem. Think of the toivus Hashem does for us. Think how much Hashem cares for us. How could you come to Sina? But if it's only Ava, and there's Ava and Ava and Ava, what happens when he doesn't have the Cheshek? He's boyit. He doesn't get up. Not interested today. Not interested in learning. Asei meyiro, she'ein ayori mevayit. We have to have a balance between these two emotions. Avodas Hashem me'avo, avodas Hashem me'yiro. Ken zayin, as geitarayin in the pasuk, gilu bira'ado. Be sameach with the ra'ado. Be sameach with the yiro. Because yiras Hashem is not a stira to simcha. Yiras oinish is not a stira to simcha. When you look at it in the right way. Yiras oinish, if a person's walking around the whole time, he's going to be beaten. So they can't have simcha. If the whole time he walks around, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I'm finished, there's nothing, can't be besimcha. And he certainly can't have ava. Who wants to be oyev? Such a metzias. If a person only walks around with ava, doesn't always have the cheshek. The Sefer Ikrim says an interesting zach. Sefer Ikrim says, the tachlis of Yiras Ha'oinish is for the guf. Tachlis of Yiras Ha'oinish is for the seichel. The guf needs sometimes Yiras Ha'oinish. You have to get out of bed. You have to go and learn. Umechuyev. Mitzias. You can't look here. It's asr. It's onshim. It's a mitzias. You can't do that. If I walk around only with that, come to Sina. It's unpleasant, it's not nice. Gvelach, I can't stand it. I want to run away, I can't run away. You'll catch me wherever I am. I am an Oira. I'm in catch 22, I want to get out. You can't get out. Terrible. Asei me'avo she'eina oyhev soine. Start thinking about inyoni ava sashem. We need a balance between the two. Umeyal hakol. You have to realize what comes out from this. The mitzvah of Yiras Ha'oinish. So the pirush is a hakdama. Can bring us to Yiras Ha'oinish. It's not a stira. Because if the pshat in Yiras Ha'oinish is to realize the Ribbono Shel Olam is such a gadol that can be ma'anish, he doesn't want to be ma'anish. He's just giving that to us to help us. Then fakert. That brings a person to learn his Torah with a cheshek, to know what does he want, and what can I be mekayim properly, and to get closer to him, and to know him more, until from that aspect that he's so godly that he can be manish, I come to he's so godly that I have to be ovid him because he's so godly. That I feel I'm a beria ktana, I'm a gufala, I've got a yetzaharas, I do averas, I'm a look, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a Torah and gave me a mahalach, who wants to be makarif me. Come to Yiras Ha'oinish. It's one mahalach, because it's one mitzvah. You see from the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he brings Yiras Ha'oinish. The same pasuk he learns Yiras Ha'oinish. It's the same thing, it's the same mahalach. It's Haschala and the Tachlis. Nefizeh, we could say, Noch Abiyur, in the Mishnah. Levaisa the Gaon says this actually in Mishlei elsewhere. Perik Tes Vav. Imein Chochma in Yira, Imein Yira in Chochma. Imein Chochma in Yira. If you don't have Chochma, you don't have Yira Haroimimus. Imein Yira. Imein Yira in Chochma. If you don't have Yira Oinesh, you won't have Chochma. It's only a Chochma which is Noveh from Yira Oinesh. Nochamal. Yira. No, he's. Yira's Oinesh that there's a Metzias. Averus, mitzvahs are mitzvahs. And it has to wake me up and I want to do the right thing. Because, not because I don't want to fry. Because I want to do the ratzon of the Bayer Eilam. That brings me to Chochma. And that Chochma brings me to Yerushalayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives us a Yom Kippur every single year. Why? If the Rebbeinu Shlom just wants to be manish, don't give us any Yom Kippur. If he just wants einish, don't give us tshuva. A person gets a ticket, he has to pay the fine. Tshuva in, tshuva air. Try and convince the judge, you'll never do it again. You're so sorry that you speeded. Not going to make any difference. Midas adin, pay the fine. The person was nichshal in a histaklus. So pay the fine. Rachmana litzlan, all the horrible chazalim that there are about such things. The person was nichshal in bittul Torah. Rachmana litzlan. Tshuva. It's very nice. Mikana l'abo, b'seida. We'll only give you one portion of gecholim resamim if you don't do it again. Otherwise, we'll give you a couple of more gecholim yisrael. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to help us. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shah Sheni, v'teidav etaskil, ois gimel, Teida v'taskil ki musar Hashem yisparach letoiva sa'odom. It's all the toiva. It's all the chesed. It's the Rebbeinu Shem loves us so much. Ki him choto ish lefonov v'yas ha'rab einov musar Hashem alov lishtei toyolos. The yisurina for two toyolos. He did a chet. Ha'achas lechaper al chatov u'lehavir savoinoi. The etzim yisurina mechaper. Etzim Yisurin, a person gets, he comes to Olam Haba without that chet. Vamedvorim Amurim, he doesn't say carry. He doesn't say mikre. He realizes it's Einish from Hashem. K'mo shenema ra oni v'amoli, v'sol kol chatois, re'ei oni v'amoli, v'sol kol chatoisai. David HaMelech says, look at my suffering, and be moichel on my chatoim. ובתחלוי הגוף אשר כל אכילו השם בוי ירפא חולי נפשוי. When the Rebbeinu Shalom gives חולי הגוף, it's מרפא the חולי הנפש, כי האופן חולי הנפש. חץ המציאס, the oven is חולי הנפש. You need a רפואה. ושנאמר, רפואה נפשי, כי חוטו עשי לך. I need a רפואה. והשניס, Laskiro la shiva midrochov a roim kavashikosavim tiri osi tikhi musa. And the second is to be moira him to do tshuva. What's the Rebbeinu Shem's onshin for? To be matziv al sonu lefonov, to make us connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it real. We say in the Yud Gimel Midas, Barav chesed ve'emes. Emes is Midas Adin. Why is Emes Midas Hadin? Midas Hadin makes it real. Otherwise, Avodas Hashem. Yeah, it's nice ceremonies. And then, yeah, you daven, you don't, you learn, you don't. You looked here, you did there. There's a typhus here, typhus there. And then what's such a mensch? Such a mensch is also mensch real. The Emes makes it real. Megale, this is real. This is the Metzius. Oh, when a mensch mekayim Torah al derech zeh, then he becomes a yesh. He made himself into something real. Olam Haba is called yesh. It's the kapara for our averus. There's tshuva. There's Yom Kippur every single year. Yom Kippur is mechapeh matshuva. Rabbeinu Shem gives an opportunity every year. Wake up, Yidden. Make a cheshbon. This past year, how are you living? What can you improve on? What's the Rabbeinu Shem want? You did this, this. Einish. No. You did this, this, and this. You need to improve. The Rabbeinu Shem is merachem aleinu ka'av amarachem al benai. Rabbeinu Yonah says later, I want to finish, but Rabbeinu Yonah says later, and then in Talad, hey, in Shashlishi, he says, when will a father give oinish to the son? We're talking about a sensible father, and the father knows what chinuch is. Only when there's a tikva that he's going to improve. He won't stam give an oinish. And if he knows he's not going to improve bichlal, he gives up on him. The whole of the oinish is avas Hashem for us. So we steig, we improve, we become real. And that's why the first yesoid in tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah starts, charata, yovin levavoi, that's number one. You have to be mavin. You have to get to this emuna. Lahamin, not poshut. You can't pay lip service to this. This doesn't work. Yovin levavoi, ki ra umar ozvei Hashem. It's bad and it's bitter ozvei Hashem. V'yoshev eliboi ki yesh oinesh v'nokom. Nokom is mido keneged mido. There's the oinesh for the merida. There's the midah kenegin midah, the metzias of the tomb of the chet, v'shilem, and there's schar for mitzvah sesei. And if he's a battle of mitzvah sesei, he doesn't get that schar. Kinyin shenema li nokam v'shilem, v'nema guru lochem ibnei cherv, ki chamas havoynes cherv, v'yischaret al mais of aroim, v'yoyme b'levavoy, me'os sisi, eich lehoya pachad elokim neged einoi. And he goes stage after stage, seven stages. Eich loichomalti al gufi. Starts, like the Sefer Ikrim says, we gufim, start with the guf. Rau mar ozves Hashem. Yesh oinish. Who's the choyte? The guf. That's our problem, the guf. So we have to talk to the guf. Loichomalti al gufi. You're going to suffer. What do you do this for? And then you come to la ki ayisi al nefesh ayikorach zori as metamay my nefesh, and then he comes how's I then realize I have a heilig in the shama. I'm such a bria that Rebbe Shem gave me this heilig in the shama. How could I mess myself up? And from that charota, where does he come to? Depression. He needs pills. He needs a psychiatrist. Walks around with a long face. Pum faket. Rabbeinu Yonah says it also in Shah Shlishi. Punk fakert. He comes to Merdeka Simcha. It's a Pesach Tikva. That charota takes away the averus. It brings me to want to improve and steig. And I go into a Yom Kippur with tshuva. And on Yom Kippur I go lifnei Hashem, the viduyim, bring me so close to Hashem Yisparach. Yom Kippur is a mikveh ki yadua. Last Mishnah in Yuma, on one of the last songs they sing on Simchas Torah, maybe that's more of a makar for people. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And he come out of Yom Kippur, shining, a new barrier, Valdig. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We are who we are. It has to start with where we are to speak to the goof. The Yiras HaOinish brings us close to Hashem Yisbarach. It's Matzivim Oysonu Lefonah.